Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Tezayin. We will begin on Daf Tezayin Amin Aleph at the Mishnah. Actually, this Mishnah discusses an issue that we've discussed many times in Machlokes Ramei and Chachamim about Chatzi Mater, that if somebody had a Machsheves Pigel only by half a Mater, is that enough to make it into a Pigel? And the Mishnah begins immediately. Pigel becomes Shalei B'Levoina. If somebody had a Machsheves Pigel by the Haktara of the Koimitz, but not by the Haktara of the Levoina, or vice versa, B'Levoina V'Lei B'Koimitz, by the Haktara of the Levoina, not by the Haktara of the Koimitz, Rameya I'm a Pigel, Rameya says that is a situation of Pigel, V'Chayovin of Karis, and there's a Chiv Karis for that. V'Chamar M'Ein by Paris, there is no Chiv Karis, Achiyak Fagel B'Chol HaMatir. Until there's Pigel throughout the whole matter. So Pash Pshat is, as we just learned, that's the way Rashi learns, that you have to have by every carbon mincha haktara, the burning of the koimitz and the levoina. It is the opinion of the chachamim that a machsheves pigel just by one, a machsheves pigel has to be by both by the koimitz and the levoina, by the burning of the koimitz and the levoina. Whereas Rameya says if there was a machsheves pigel by one alone, it will already be pigel. The Rambam has a different explanation of the Mishnah. He says that the Mishnah, same concept, but a different case. He says that the Mishnah is referring to a person, according to the Chachamim, for it to be pigel, has to have a machsheves pigel, both when you take off the koimitz and take off the levoina at the initial stages. Whereas, according to Rameya, just taking off the koimitz alone. But I saw that the Achroinim explained that even the Rambam, according to Rashi, liquid levoina, gathering the levoina, is not considered a maisa, that it should be considered a chatzi matter if you only had a machshav by the koimitz. But I did see that the Achroinim say that even the Rambam, who considers the liquid levoina part of the act of kmitza, only means as follows. We've learned that when you take the koimitz, you have to be careful that the koimitz should only have flour in it, no levoina. So they used to have to push the levoina to the side. So that act of pushing the levoina to the side, that act is considered, according to the Rambam, also part of the kmitza. But transporting the levoina, that's not part of the kmitza. Furthermore, Sfasemis says that as we're learning, since it was a chatzi matter, so the chum hold it's not pigel. But the chum agree, said, as will be clear in the Gemara, that it's possible. But as the Sfasemis, if it's not pigel, so obviously ain't by kares. Why does the Mishnah have to emphasize that according to the Chama, ain't by kares? If it's not pigel, there's no kares. So Sfasemis has a very interesting vart. He says that even though it's not pigel and there's no chiv kares, every time somebody has a machsheves pigel, he's over a lav. The lav is lo yichashev. That there's no machlokes between Rameya and Chacham, says the Sfasemis. The Chacham say if somebody had this machshava, albeit by a chatzi matir, he will be chayiv for that laugh. But then I saw a very interesting question that the Or Sameach poses. He says, in our Mishnah, as we're learning, and we've learned, a machlokes if there's pigle by a chatzi matir, or there isn't pigle by a chatzi matir. We started our Masechta, we also learned about this in Masechta Zvachim, that a machshava of loy lishma by a carbon sometimes disqualifies the carbon. If it doesn't disqualify the carbon, so it at least makes that the carbon isn't considered credited to the person who had to bring the carbon. There is no discussion in all of those sugyas about shloy lishma, points out the Or Sameach, about chatzimata, kolamata. As soon as somebody has a machsheva shloi lishma, the carbon is affected. Why is there a din of matir or chatzi matir by pigel and not by shloi lishma? Our Sameach's question. Our Sameach says alam de shetaretz. He says pigel is a status. How is that a status achieved? A bad status, but it's a status. Says, according to Chachamim, you had a machsheva, you had the wrong machsheva by the whole matir, so now you have pigel. So it's not a din in the machshava. It's a din in the matir. A matir, machshava by a matir makes you pigel. So you have to have the machshava by the whole matir. Shloi v'shma is not a din in pigel. It's not a din in the actual carbon. It's a din in the machshava. So as soon as you have an improper machshava shloi lishma, it doesn't make a difference for how much of a machshava shloi lishma you had, it will affect the carbon. However, continues the Mishnah, and we discussed this the other day in Daf Yudalit, that even though there's a debate between Ramei and the Chachamim by every carbon, or Maidim Chacham and Ramei, the Chacham agree with Ramei by Michas Chaito and Michas Kenas, where there is no Levoina, the Dera Halach will be Shempigel B'Kaimitz, Shempigel V'Chayiv Olav Karitz. By these Kabbanis, since there's no Levoina, so Machshava during the Akhtar of the Kaimitz will make the carbon into pigel, shekaimitz hu amater, because there is no levoina that just having the machshava by the kaimitz should be considered a chatzim matir. And as we learned in Daf Yudalit on the base, why is the Mishnah teaching us this din? To teach us that because there's a halacha that by these carbon minchas yichai by the kaimitz alone, that's what the rabbanon, as we mentioned a moment ago, agreed that by all carbonis where there is a concept of chatzim matir, because of a gzeret rabbanon, it will be possible. Similar case. Shachar echem and akfasim. We've been discussing over the last couple of days, bringing the shtei kvasim, the two lambs on shvus. If somebody shechted only one of those, lech lebeis chalas lamachar, or hikter echem and abezichin. We've been discussing this too, by the lechem upon him. He burnt one of the spoons of the levoina, lech lebeis darm lamachar. So it's only by one of the spoons, or by one of the animals. Remei on a pig of a chayovim of karis. Remei says it's a chatzi matir. And according to Remei, by chatzi matir becomes pigol. The chamar remei by karis, achi yifagol, b'chol ha-matir. The chroinim ask, why do we have to have the same machlokes that Remei and the chacham repeated three times? So the chroinim explain. If I only had the first case of the kaimitz in the levoina, so the chroinim suggests, and we're going to have this concept in tomorrow's shir, that perhaps the Ramei says that a chatzi matter is enough. Because the kaimitz and the levoina are both in one keli. And even by shtei bezichin, the achronim say, there's two separate spoons, but they're both on top of one shulchan. But by shnei kvasim, by two separate lambs, maybe since they're so separate, we could say that even Rameir will agree to the chachamim that a pigle in one will not affect the other. Or you could say it the other way. Since the two separate animals, a pigle in one, everybody will agree will be adequate. That's why the Mishnah had to speak about all the cases. However, says the Mishnah, even though we just learned that it is the opinion of the Chachamim that if you only shechted one of the animals on Shavuos with the intention to eat the bread tomorrow, it isn't pigel, because it's a chatzi matter. However, says the Mishnah, shachet echem en akvasim lechem en mena lemachar, it will at least that much be pigel, who pigel v'chaveri kosher. That animal that you had that machshav about will be pigel. Why? Explain the Rishonim. Because the Chachamim have to agree, they explain, that if you're speaking about a specific animal, then the animal you're speaking about certainly is going to become pigel. It only can't affect the next animal. What will be the status of the chalas? So according to the Chachamim, we just learned, and certain Ramei will hold that way, that if you had a machshavas pigel about one animal, that animal you were thinking about becomes pigel, what will it do to the bread, to the chalas? Machloikus achroinim. However, lechol mechaveir lemachar, if when you shechted one animal, you thought about the next animal, so it's a machshav from one matter to the next matter, an issue that we began the parak with, Shneim Ksherim, then there's no pigle at all here. Begins the Gemara. So we've had a machloikus or a mei chachamim, if there's pigle b'chatzi matir. Ramei says there is, the Rabbanan says there isn't. Comments Rav, I'm a Rav, machloikus nosan is a kaimet b'shtika. Somebody did the kaimets without any machshavas pigle, and then he did the levoin of a machshava. Well, according to Ramei, that's enough to make a pigle. Chachamim disagree. If you began doing the kaimitz improperly with the wrong machshava, and then you did the levoina b'shtika, says Rav, everybody will agree, even the chacham will agree it's pigel. Why? Shekola oisa, because we assume shekola oisa das rishayna oisa. Whoever does it relies on what he began with. So if you began doing the initial act with the Machshavas Pegel, we assume that you continue with that Machshava. V'shmol ha-mashmol says the Machlaikdan he Machlaikus. So all the Rishonim and Achronim ask, according to Rav, according to the Chachamim, somebody burnt the Kaimitz with the Machshavas Pegel. We immediately assume that the Levina also had a Machshavas Pegel. Why should we make that assumption? Why don't we just ask him? What was your intent when you burnt the Levina? Did you want it to be Pegel or not? So I actually saw three different opinions. There are Rishonim that say actually, indeed, that if they'll ask and the person will say, I had in mind that the Levina, the second act, should not be Pegel, that's not what Rav's speaking about. Rav's speaking about when the person doesn't answer that way. The Sfasemis says that the Umdana of Kala Oysa al-Das Rishonu Oysa is such a strong Umdana, that anything he says can't be stronger than that Umdana. That's the Sfasemis. The Briskarov says the Kala Oysa al-Das Rishonu Oysa is not an assumption. And therefore he could say, well, that's what you think I meant. I'm telling you I didn't mean it. Kol Eisa Das Rishonu Oysa is a din. And the din can't be debated, according to Rav. So there's a very interesting Machlokes HaPoskim. We know that when somebody prepares leather for Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah, the leather that's prepared has to be prepared L'Shem Mitzvah, L'Shem Kedusha. How is leather prepared? They first put the hide into water, softens it up, and then they put it into sieve, they put it into lime. So there's a question that these poskim discuss where the hide was put into water and the person who did it said the shame kedusha, but then when he put it into the lime, he didn't have that intention. Is that leather going to be usable for Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzahs? Neither Behuda says no. But Shlomo Kluger says that he really holds yes, it's kosher, but he would defer to the Neid of Yehuda. He doesn't want to argue with the Neid of Yehuda. So we need to understand this question. We really need to understand both opinions. On one hand, we need to understand the Neid of Yehuda. Why doesn't he hold Kol Oysa al-Das Rishonu Oysa? So as long as he began the process with the right intent, ought that not to be enough? On the other hand, we're learning in our Gemara that this concept of Kol Oysa al-Das Rishonu Oysa is actually the subject of a Machlokes HaMoraim, Rav and Shmuel. So how does Rav Shmuel Emek Kluger ignore Shmuel's opinion? So the Mefarshim explained this Machlokes, and it sheds a lot of light in our sugya. They say as follows. Everybody, even though there's a question, they say, in our Gemara, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if we say Kol Oysa al-Das Rishonu Oysa or not, that's only by Pigel, by Machshava, that's an Aveira. So that is Machshava, there's a question, if Kol Oysa al-Das Rishonu Oysa by an Aveira, we expand. Here we're not talking about an Aveira. We're talking about a Mitzvah. By a Mitzvah, we always say Kol Oysa al-Das Rishonu Oysa, there's no Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But if so, how do we understand Neid of Yehuda? That the Neid of Yehuda says that you put the leather, the hide in with the water, with the right intent, so why don't we say, according to what we just said, that everybody ought to agree that Kol Oysa al-Das Rishonu Oysa? So Mefarshim explained that Neid of Yehuda certainly agrees to that concept. But where is the Neid of Yehuda say that concept is applicable? He says that that concept is only applicable in a case where the first act is part of the procedure. Putting the leather into the water holds the Neid of Yehuda. It's just to soften up the leather. It doesn't really make it into cloth, into parchment. And therefore, since it's not even a Das Rishonu, but were it to be a real act, there would be no Machlokes, that by a Dvar Mitzvah, we always say, Kol Oysa Das Rishonu Oysa. Actually, I saw this farm explain that one of the first things that everybody says every morning, after you put on the film, we all say this parasha, is Kaddishli Kol Peterechem. There's a tremendous lesson in the limud of a Bechor, of a Peterechem. The limud is the limud of Al Gemara, they explain. The way you initiate something, the way you begin something, has an effect on the entire act. And that's why we say at the beginning of the day, every morning, Petarechem. We want to start the day, so to speak, on the right foot. And we start the day on the right foot, in Avodas Hashem, the whole day will go that way. That's why there's specifically an issue to learn as soon as somebody gets up in the morning. You begin, you begin your day with Torah and Tefillah, it affects and influences the entire day. But if so, I sort of a first mask, that we see in the parashiyos about the building of the Mishkan, as every activity that Moshe Rabbeinu did, we see that the pasuk says, Kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. The Moshe did it with the right intent. Why? If we're learning that by Dvar Mitzvah, we say, Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Hu Oisa, so why did he have to have a new intent every time? Why do you have to have a new intent every time? He started the right way, and he should have gone from there. Say to Mefarshim, that even though we're learning that everybody is in agreement, that by Dvar Kedusha, by Dvar Mitzvah, we say, Kol Ois Al Das Rishayna Hu Oisa, still, that's not the L'chatchil Degaway. L'chatchil Degaway is not just to rely on an old machshava. Every time you do an avodah, you have to have again and again and again the proper kavanah that you're doing it L'shem Shemayim. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rava, the Kamal al Hashmata. Rava was sitting and said over this Gemara, Eser Rachba Rava, Hunal Rava, B'medvar Mamurim. When do we have the Machloikis? When is there a Pigel? The Kamitza, B'matn Kli B'Hilach. By Kamitza, or by Matn Kli B'Hilach, that's where everybody agrees that a Machshava during one of these acts, and we'll discuss this more on Amabeiz Mitzashem, makes the carbon into Pigel. Avol, continues the Brisa. Balalak Torah, when now somebody is being makter, what's supposed to be burnt from the Karban Mincha. It says the Brisa, Nosen asak koimitz b'shtika. He put on the koimitz without mechsheves pigel. Vesel avayna b'mechsheva, and then he put on the levayna with a mechsheves pigel. Or, asak koimitz b'mechsheva, he first did the koimitz with a mechsheves pigel. And then he did the levayna b'shtika. Says the Brisa, that is the subject of the machlokes remain, the chachamim. Remeya I'm a pig with chayov on karis, because Remeya holds mefagle mechatzi matter. Vechamar me'em bekaris atchik fagle b'kolam matter. But ask the Gemara, what were one of the cases that we just learned in the Brisa? K'tani miya nasan as a koymitz b'machshava. First you did the koymitz with a machshavas pigel, veselavana, and then you did the levana b'shtika without any machshava. And yet the Brisa says upligi that the Chacham Rameyer argue. But according to the Rameyer, in this case, the Chacham ought to agree with Rameyer, because this is a case of Kala Isa Adas Rishayin Hu Isa. So why are they arguing? Answers the Gemara. Eimer, we have to redefine this case. We have to define that the case is referring to a situation, the Kvan Nosan Slavana B'shtika Mikara. That's referring to a situation, the first he put on the Levana with Adam Achsheves Pigel, and then he does the koimitz afterwards with a machshavas pigel. And as we have been learning, the order isn't of consequence. You could burn the levina first, you could burn the shtika, or you could burn the koimitz first. Ask the Gemara, but if that's what the Braisa means, ask the Gemara, shtei tshuvas b'dover. There are two problems. Chada, number one, Taina Kamaisa. That's the same case that we spoke about before. The first he had a machshavas pigel, and then he was quiet. Why would the Braisa speak about this case? The same case twice. Furthermore, for Tanya, let's read the words of the Braisa Achaka. The Braisa clearly indicates the first it was Shtika, and only afterwards was Machshava. How could you just modify the Braisa so dramatically, opposite of what it says? So says the Gemara, he's going to have to explain Tigma Rabba Bei Deyu, which means as follows. Even if we're going to say, even if Rabba is teaching us, that Kol Oisa, Das Rishonu Oisa, says the Gemara, where does Rav say, Kol Ois Al Das Rishayin Hu Oisa? Where does Rav say it? In a case where one kohen is doing the avodah, and he began the burning of the koimitz with a machsheves pigel, and then even though the burning of the levina was done b'shtika, Kol Ois Al Das Rishayin Hu Oisa. But what would be the case that let's say we had two kohanim doing the avodah, which means as follows. One kohen burnt the koimitz, and he died. Rachman Otzlan, or became Tamei Rachman Otzlan, before the Levina was burnt. So now a second kohen had to complete that Avoida. Says the Gemara, even Rav, who's applying in our case the concept of Kala Oysa, Al Das Rishayna Oysa, that's all by one person. By one person, we say, if you started on one path, you continue on that path. But we don't say it from one person to another person. Here, since it's a second kohen doing the second part of the Avoida, even Rav will agree that we don't say Kala Oysa, Al Das Rishayna Oysa. Interesting, Machlaikas Achrayim. If we said before that this discussion of Kalais Aldas Rishayna Huaysa is an issue only by Pigel, but by Advar Mitzvah, everybody agrees that we say Kalais Aldas Rishayna Huaysa. The question is, do we also say Kalais Aldas Rishayna Huaysa when it involves more than one person? As Al-Gemar clearly taught us, by Pigel, everybody agrees we won't say it when it's two people. What would be by Advar Mitzvah? On one hand, we could say it's two people. Once it's two people, the second person doesn't rely on the first person. Or, since it's Dvar Mitzvah, we could say he's continuing where the first person left off. Where would this be relevant, La'aloch L'maisa? Very relevant. In a matzah bakery. So you have different people doing different activities with the matzah. So now the question is, if the first people that begin working with the matzah, say, L'shei Mitzvah Matzah, and now another person, so he started with a situation, Adas Rishoyna, it started off L'shei Mitzvah Matzah. And now the next person picks up further. Do we say Kalais Aldas Rishayna Huaysa and he doesn't have to say L'shei Mitzvah Matzah? Or do we say that I can't rely on your Das Rishayna, I'm not you. And therefore every person that does a new activity is going to have his own Kavana of L'shei Mitzvah Matzah. Tashma. So the Gemara continues. B'medvar Amurim B'dabim Hanitanim Al Mizbech Achitzin. Pshat is as follows. We learned the Masechet Zvachim. The Masechet Zvachim, we learned the halacha is that the kabonis, the blood is put in the Mizbech HaChitzin, even the kamachatis that L'chatchili is supposed to put four applications, other kabonis are supposed to be shtayim shen arba, since as we learned the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim teaches us that memalf, that b'di'evid, if you put one zrika, it's enough. So if there's a machshavas pigel by that one zrika, even though you ought to have had more, it becomes pigel. However, continues the Baisa, Aval Domim HaNitanim HaMizbeach HaPnimi. Domim that are done in the Beis HaMikdash. Kegoyim. Mem Gimel Shem Kippurim. What are the 43 of Yom Kippur? So let's remember. On Yom Kippur, they had to do an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash with a par and with a sawyer. And it went as follows. First, there were 8 applications of the Dam HaPar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Facing the Aron. Achas Lamala, the Shev Lamata. Of the Par, and of the Sor. 8 plus 8 equals 16. Then they did the exact same thing facing the Proichus. By the Par, Achas Lamala, the Shev Lamata. And by the Sor, Achas Lamala, the Shev Lamata. There's another 16. 16 plus 16, 32. Then, at least at this point of the Gemara, they mixed together the Par and Sor blood, put 4 applications on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so we're up to 36. And then they did 7 applications al Taharish HaMizbeach on the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, 36 plus 7, 43. Nem Gimel Shem Kippurim, or Achas Esri Shapar Koy Meshuach, the Par Koy Meshuach had 7 facing the Proichus and 4 on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Achas Esri had the same procedure, but a par al mdavish at tzibur. Pigel, bein b'rishayna, bein b'shni, bein b'shlishis. Remei am a pigel. If you had a machshavas pigel by any of these sets, according to Remei, is chatzi matir is enough, and it'll be pigel. But 2 very important points to be made. The Rishayim say that even though Remei holds mefaglim b'chatzi matir, and therefore, machshavas pigel just by either any set itself is enough to make it into pigel. However, you have to have machshavas pigel at least by that whole set. So let's say you're going to have machshavas pigel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you have to have by at least by all 8 that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even according to Rameya. Anything less than that, even Rameya will agree is not pigel. One point. Chazanish goes on to say, that you don't have to have machshavas pigel for the power in the soil. The power can be pigel and the soil is not, and the soil can be pigel and the power is not. But according to a mayor, you have to have at least by each set, but each set is adequate. The chamayim, the chamayim's opinion, as we've been learning, is aymei paris, achiyafagi b'kolamata. Ask the Gemara, Ketanimiyah. What does the Brisa say? Pigel bein b'rishon, bein b'shni, bein b'shlishis. They're arguing if somebody had a machshavas pigel by one set. Now let's think about it, ask the Gemara. According to Rav, according to the Chachamim, if you had a machshavas pigel by the first set, it should already be pigel. Even according to them. Kolaisa, das rishon oisa. Yet we see in the Brisa, the pligi. Ask the Gemara, the chitema, perhaps, how will you try to answer this brisa? Hachinami, that's talking about shtei deis. There was a different kohen that did the avoida in the base kohen shakidoshim than did the avoida in the proiches. Ask the Gemara. That is really a subject of the discussion in Masechta Yuma. Hanich l'mandam of a par v'afil b'dam shel par. That the second kohen picks up where the first kohen left off. El l'mandam. So you could say that, and that there was a new kohen for the second, wasn't, and like Rav said before, there we certainly don't say kolayis adas v'shen ha'ayisa. Eleman dama bavaloi b'dama shel par. He doesn't pick up where the first kohen left off. He has to start from the beginning. So you can't say there were two kahanim. Because there's never two kahanim in the void of Yom Kippur, according to that opinion. Michael and Meimer, how will we explain this price according to Rav? Eshok v'aldegar sameach. The Gemara, he says, has a havmina. According to one opinion, it's not just a havmina. That you could have two kahanim on Yom Kippur doing the avoida. That means, the first kohen did the avoida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, let's say. Something happened to him, and now they point a new kohen gadol, and he picks up where the first kohen left off. And the Gemara is saying, and this second kohen, when he did the avoida, how did he do it? He did it with a machshavas pigel. Ask the Or Sameach. The halacha is that when a person is appointed a kohen gadol, what inaugurates him to be the kohen gadol? Avodasa mechan chasam. They're doing the avoida. But how did this kohen do the avoida? How could this avoida be mechanach the kohen gadol when he did it with a machshavas pigel? Could an avoida pigel be your chinach? So the Chazanish, because of this question, says that we're talking in a time where it was the Shemin HaMishcha. So the Shemin HaMishcha was mechanach the kohen gadol, not the avoida. That's how our Chazanish learns. It's a shver teretz, because in most generations they didn't have Shemin HaMishcha. So the Or Sameach answers that yes, that even, and we're gonna see this concept still in our Shia hopefully today, that you could have a situation that it's an avoida psula, it's an avoida pigel, but it's still considered enough of an avoida up to the degree that it could be the avoida that's mechanic this person to be a mekayim gadol. So again, we're up to question. If the Rabbanan hold, as Rav says, why if he had a machshavas pigel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even if he didn't have a machshavas pigel in the next sets, the Rabbanan ought to agree, according to Rav, that it's pigel because Kolayis Adas Rishayna Waisa, answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hachamai Skinen, Kigosha Pigel B'Rishayna, he had a machshavas pigel by the first set, Shosak B'Shniya, was quiet by the second set, or pigel b'shlishis. So then I have machshavas pigel by the third set. Damrinin. Here we have to say as follows. Is al kadaitach. If this individual is relying on the concept of kol ois al das rishayin oisah, mehed b'gula b'shlishis slumily. What does he have to have a new machshavah by the third set? He should have relied on the first machshavah. The fact that he had that new machshavah by the third set, and not by the second set, is a clear indication that this is not a kol ois al das rishayin person. And therefore, we can't apply the concept to this individual. Ask the Gemara, very nice teretz, but that's not what the Brisa says. Maskler Ravashi, midi shosak tani, is that what the Brisa says? Elam Ravashi, hochmai skinen, kigod shepigel b'rishoyna b'shniya, he had a machshavas pigel by the first set, by the second set, or b'shlishis, and he was quiet by the third set. Damrinen. So again, we have the same concept. Isal gadat to kol ois al das rishoyna waisa, that he's a ois al das rishoyna person, mehed b'gula b'shniya lamali. What do you have to have the machshavah by the second one? He should have relied on the first one. it's a raya that this person is not a das rishonim person, and therefore the chacham will agree it's not pigel. Ask the Gemara, but that's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says that he had the machshava by everyone. The way we're explaining, he had it only by the first two. Says the Gemara kasha. But as we have a rule in our shir, that whenever the Gemara says kasha, there's an answer. So the Sfasema says, what could be the answer? Sfasema says as follows. The Mishnah, the Braisa is using the word bein bein to teach us how far Rameir is takes his concept of mefaglim b'chatzi mater. That not only does Rameir say that if he had the machsheves pigel by the first set, will become pigel, where there we have a kol oisa das rishonu oisa, but even if he didn't have machsheves pigel by the first set, he had it only by the second set. Or even if he only had it by the third set, the final set, the first two sets didn't have a machsheves pigel. For a may, it's enough to make it into pigel. So it's not try. That's why the Braisa used the word bein bein to show us how far Ramey takes his opinion. Says the Gemara, Amamar, Ramey Oimer, Pigin v'chayom alav karis. Ramey says that if somebody had a machshavas pigel only at one of the sets, again, the case that we're learning, Yom Kippur, with the three sets, Kodesh Kedoshim, Proichis, Bezbeich HaPnimi, according to Ramey, if he had a machshavas pigel by one set, it's enough to be considered pigel, to the degree if somebody were to eat from this carbon, he'd be chayef karis. Ask the Gemara. Michti, let's try to understand this. Karis lemechayef at shikru kol matirim. Carbon can't become pigel until it's all the avoid is complete, as we've learned many times. Dama ma yirotza, the Torah used the words yirotza by pigel to teach us. Katzos kosher, kachatzos posel. The kosher carbon and the non-kosher carbon have to be processed the same way. Matzos kosher, at shikruv kolam matirim, a carbon isn't kosher until it's completed with all of the avoida. At atzos posel, at shikruv kolam matirim. Ask the Gemara, v'hai. Let's think about this case. Kivin the kosher b'befnim. What happened with this individual? The person had a machsheves pigel, the koyin, gadol, had a machsheves pigel in the koyish hakadoshim. So what happens to that dam when he has a machsheves pigel? It becomes disqualified. Pasla. It makes that dam disqualified. So ask the Gemara. So now when he takes that dam and he spritzes it on the proiches, he puts it on the mizbeach, he's not putting dam. Ki mad behecho, my balmukumadi. It's not dam. It's pasla. It's water. And to be pigel, it has to be a kosher avoida. So what's the obvious question? So in every case of pigel, why don't we say that? What's the classical case of pigel that we learned in Masechta Zvachim? That somebody shechted the carbon with a machsheves pigel. So why don't we ask the exact same question? That as soon as you shechted the carbon with a machsheves pigel, the dam becomes water, and therefore it can never be pigel. So Rashi asked the question. And Rashi answers that this Gemara's question is only within one avoida. Here we're talking about the Zrika. We don't say this concept from one avoida to another avoida. But then the Rishonim go on to explain, that even according to a mayor, why is the Gemara asking from one set to the other set? What does the Gemara say within one set? We learned before that how many zrikas do you have to do in the Kodesh Kedoshim? 8. So maybe when he did the first one, it became, with Machsheves Pigel, it becomes water. So the other 7, even the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why does the Gemara have to speak about what happens later? Why does the Gemara speak about what happened in the Kodesh Kedoshim itself? So I saw 2 answers. First answer is a very simple answer. He had the machshava not by the first zrika, he had it by the 8th. That's one answer. The second tirutz is that even the Gemara now that says it has to be within one zrika, it has to be from one set to the other set. Within one set, we don't say it turns into water. Answers the Gemara, Amarava. So if so, we're back to our question. Ramey says that if somebody had a machshava's pigle by the first set, and no machshava's pigle later on, it's still going to be pigle. But it became water, and it shouldn't be pigle. Answers the Gemara, Mishkachla ba'ava parim ba'ava asirim. We're talking about a case that we discussed earlier. The Kohen Gadol, something happened to the power after the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so they bring a new power for the Kohen Proiches. And then something, then that blood spilled out, and then they bring a new power for the Mizbeach. So every time it's a new power, since every time it's a new power, so the blood isn't disqualified blood, because that blood got spilled out and they brought new blood. What are the four? Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, everybody agrees what the first three are. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Praichas, and the Mizbeach. The question is, what is the fourth? Some say the fourth is, there are two sets on the Mizbeach, one on the corners, and one on the flat tap. Others say, it's the Mizbeach and the Shirayim. So we learned on Amud Aleph that on Yom Kippur, there are 43 Zrikas. Ask the Gemara, the other 43, Abon V'Shloisha, V'Tanya, Abon V'Sheva, there are 47 answers. The Gemara L'Kasha. Ha'Kaman Dama Ma'avim L'Kronos, Ha'Kaman Dama E'Ma'avim L'Kronos. We spoke that they mixed together the Dama of the Power and the Dama of the Sawyer. When? The Gemara and Amud Aleph held that they mixed it together before they put it on the corners. So you only have four applications in the corner. This Gemara holds that you only mix it together after the corners, before the tap. So you add four more. 4 plus 43 plus 4 equal 47. Machloikis hachroinim. Here we're saying that at a certain point you have to mix them together, either before you put it on the corners or before you put it on the tap. Now that you mix parvasor and you have to do zrikas, we spoke about in Masechta Zvachim that there's a minimal shear to the size of a zrika. Well, you have to have enough dam for two zrikas because you're doing parvasor, just the blood is mixed together. Well, since the Torah tells you to mix it together, you only have to have enough dam for one zrika, not the dam that you need for two zrikas. Ask the Gemara, there's another braisa that says, Abar Mishmoina, we only got up to 47. Answer the Gemara, Lakasha. Ha'kamad Amar Shiraim Akvim, Ha'kamad Amar Shiraim Loim Akvim. If you all try Makvim, so you have to do Zrika on the Mizbeach Achitzin, that takes you up to 48. If not, you stop by 47. Ask the Gemara, Ibar Luhu. Pigel Bahalocha Mahu. If somebody asks, he's carrying the Levoina, if somebody is carrying the Koimitz to the Mizbeach, will that be Pigel or not? Because you're supposed to carry the Koimitz and the Levoina. Here we only carry the Koimitz. Machloikis Rishonim. How to understand this Gemara? Rashi learns that the Gemara's question would be the same if you're only carrying the Levoina. Will it be Pigel? The Rashi says that the Gemara's question is only about carrying the Koimitz. There was never a Havamina, says the Rashi, that carrying the Levoina alone, you can have Pigel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'mitza. The Halacha is like the K'mitza. And just like the K'mitza is on the Koimitz alone, so too the Halacha of the Koimitz alone will make it Pigel. Rish Lakish Amar, Halacha K'atara. And just like about Akhtara, as we've been learning according to the Chum from Amud Aleph, only if you have a Machshavas Pigel, both by the Koimitz and the Levoina, Koma Tirov, is it Pigel? Otherwise not. The same thing here. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Rish Lakish. We can understand Rish Lakish's opinion, says the Gemara. Ikka Nami Halacha de Levoina. Since there's two parts to the Halacha, carrying the Kamitza, carrying the Levoina, so carrying the Kamitza alone, or carrying the Levoina alone, according to Rashi, is not enough to make a pigle. Because you have to have kolamater, carrying both. Ask the Gemara, Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my Tama, how do we understand the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ksav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, the kol avoidish enem ateres, avoid the chshuvihi lefagol lebefnei atzma. Says this avoid is not such a significant avoid. Why is it not such a significant avoid? Because as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, it's an avoida that could be avoided. Why? So Rishonim give two explanations. One is, because you could have an assembly line of Kohanim lined up from where the Koimitz and the Levoina are up to the Mizbeach, and you'll never have to do any Halacha. Or, another explanation, you could do the Kemitza right next to the Mizbeach, and there won't be a need for Halacha. So since it's not such a significant act, therefore, there isn't a din of Kolamater. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Harei Shechitas Echem and Akvosim. They avoid the Shechem Ateris. Let's think about Shechit of one of the animals on Shavuos, when you're supposed to Shech two. So it's not matter by itself, Upligi, and yet we learned in the Mishnah that the Machloikas, the Tanan that we learned in the Mishnah we began to share today. Shech Echem and Akvosim Lech L'Shtei Chalas L'Mocher. Hikter Echem and Azayichim Lech L'Shnei Starm L'Mocher. Remeyam and Pigel v'chayovim l'karis. V'cham ha'imrein b'karis atchi fagim v'kol ha'matir. But why? What's the matir in Shechita? Amlei, mi savet, lechem, b'tana kodesh? the lechem doesn't become kaddish in the baking it. Shechitas kvasim mekadshalei. The shechita of the kvasim are what are mekadish the lechem. Vabola kaddish. And since they are what infused the lechem with kedusha, kabola hatadami, and therefore you have, it's a void of materis, not like halacha, which is not an void of materis. And therefore, just to explain the Gemara, by halacha, since it's not an avoid the hamateris, the halacha is the din of the rabbanon that you have to have machshavas pig about the whole matter doesn't apply. Shechitas kvasim is an avoid the materis. Why is it an avoid the materis? Because it is what infuses the lechem with kedusha. Actually, the Tzitz Eliezer asks a great question. We spoke earlier. What is the zman by which you have to eat the lechem upon him? We said it's a three-way machlokes rishonim. Some say it has to be eaten by Matzah Shabbos. Some say it has to be eaten by Sunday morning or Chatzos Matzah Shabbos. There's a third opinion that says it has to be eaten by next week's Shabbos. What does the Braisa say? Quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when does it become pigul by lechem upon him? Lechol shtei chalas lamachar. So doesn't this say clearly that it becomes pigul the next day? So how could Rishonim say that you have till next week? Tzitz Eliezer says you have to say that lamachar can mean Yesh mochalach azman, it can mean a week later. It's a great question. Moser of Sin Barashi continues the Gemara. Acherim Oimrim, the halacha is that a Korban Pesach could only be brought for people who are mulim. So says the Braisa. Higdim, we know when you shecht an animal, there are two simonim. Higdim mulim larelim, that you shecht the first simon for people who are qualified to eat from the Korban Pesach. And the second shimon, shechta to the reilim, kosher. Higdim, a reilim, the mulim. But if you first had a machsheva a reilim, and then you had a machsheva mulim, it's possible. The kaimelon, the chatzimata pligi. But why, the shechit of a Korban Pesach is not what makes the animal, the carbon a carbon. So it's not a matir. So why do we have this machloikus? Answers the Gemara, Amalei, mi savrit, dam b'tzav behema kaddish. The animal doesn't become kaddish just by being part of the animal. Dam sakim mekachle. The shechita of the animal is what makes the animal kaddish. Ba'bol kaddish k'bol hatadami, it is considered an avoda materis. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, we could understand the opinion of the Rishonim. It's an issue that we discussed in Masechta Zvachim. There was an issue that we discussed in Masechta Zvachim that the Rishonim debate if the knife that's used for the shechita has to be a kli sharis. So according to the Madamim that say it has to be a kli sharis, our Gemara is very understandable. Because it's the sakin that's mekadosh the animal, so of course it has to be a kli sharis. But ask the Chazon Ish, how will we now understand the opinion that say that the sakin doesn't have to be a kli sharis? What are you going to do with this Gemara? So the Chazon Ish explains that those opinions will say it's not the sakin that's mekadosh it. It's the shechita. The ma'aser shechita is mekadosh. The ma'aser shechita doesn't make a difference if it's whatever. The act of shechita is what is mekadosh it.